Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, hump day, 5:45 in the a.m. Hi, Vinny.
How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
How's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a good day yesterday. Oh, I thought our meeting, you know, since we talked about it on the air, which we probably shouldn't have, we might as well at least finish the thought.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was. It's a pretty inspiring company, I have to say.
Oh, absolutely.
Really great about our chances going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not wrong when they say that we've been sort of
an afterthought.
Just running.
Yep.
We've done okay.
Yeah.
But I can imagine a lot of other staff people are just frothing for the change now. Like, please. Right. I mean, we could use the help, too. In fact, the podcast, I'm hopeful.
I know.
I'm super hopeful.
So, remember yesterday we were making jokes about asking questions at the meeting. Well, we did ask some questions about the podcast. You know, they have a podcast division, and so we're pretty psyched because we have a couple podcasts, and it looks like they're not going to... I mean, I just don't know if he knows how many swears we...
I don't think...
Yeah, so we're going to have... We'll talk to Michael Martin about it and find out, you know, where they stand, but it sounds like we don't have to bleep that stuff anymore.
No, I'm actually a little bit scared about
it. I am, too. I don't want to start... We got to keep bleeping it until we
get a definitive.
But, well,
I
he
feel
did
like
say,
you guys are completely wrong.
Really? Tell us.
I think we were all in the meeting when he said, I think things are a lot different here than what you've experienced, and I feel like we're a lot more, I don't remember
lax.
The quote, lax or chill about the,
right.
You know, he said we're not CBS standards and practices, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you run them. And in fact, didn't we save all of our secret shows without edits?
We did. And specifically for the reason that we thought it's so silly that they're bleeped, like, let's keep the uncut versions. But
so
those will have to.
Words fly.
Those will to be gone through one at a time.
What?
Because not only did we bleep cuss words, we bleeped names. There will still be things. So one at a time.
Yeah.
But we have thousands. I mean, 1,500 at least.
Oh, more than 1,500.
Yeah, how many do we have? Well, we
I
should know. They
know.
They number them all.
2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've hit 2,000?
Almost.
We're getting close.
Oh. Well, one by one, those will get thrown back up there. Like, we can take favorite episodes, and when we run them, you know, replay them, people will hear them with the customers.
And listen,
I have to say, knowing that we get bleeped, I definitely have said things that wouldn't necessarily scream to a, you know, an audience.
Especially a new audience like our bosses.
Well, right. So look, first I wanted to say, I know a lot of people don't listen to our podcast, The Secret Show, which you should. It's really fun and we do it. So we want you to listen. We don't do it so it can sit there by itself collecting dust.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, as we talk about it, because it's important to us.
Yep.
We really do like doing it, and we want it to not have bleeps. And it sounds ridiculous with bleeps.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right.
Anyway, it's that, here we do this, we're grown-ups.
Right. And we find ourselves talking around
stuff,
topics, in order to not have it be bleeped. We even tried, we try all that. We are always saying, all right, no more swearing so that there don't have to be any bleeps. And we figure it out,
I think,
and then somebody slips.
We've greatly improved.
We have, I agree.
But I think the idea that people will be able to listen to it and not have to fight through the bleeps, and that we can compete on level ground with all the other podcasts out there,
right,
is a big deal.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was really, I left that meeting yesterday, if only for that reason, stoked. But a lot of the stuff they said made me think, like, okay, they want to compete.
Yep.
They're into it.
No, they believe in radio like we've always believed in radio. Like, when you're in radio, you see how powerful it is. You were just doing a story yesterday about how the most trusted medium is radio. Like, when people really want to hear what the news is, and they've been, you know, let down by the partisanness of the various TV outlets and the fake news on Facebook or whatever.
Right.
What they really do is they tune to the news on the radio. And it was wonderful to hear people who are excited about radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel rightfully so. Like, radio's awesome.
It's so fun.
It's so fun, and it's totally, it's like, it's effective for advertisers. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place to find local content. It's great.
What about what they were saying? They were going to bring down the ads like 5%.
Yeah. You're going to hear less ads.
That's pretty cool for people advertising that they're not going to be competing
right
with others.
Well, and it makes it more valuable to be an advertiser, too, you know, if you're going to be part of the...
It's pretty nice, you guys.
It's great. I mean, really...
We've been... I don't know the exact number of years we've sort of been up for sale, quietly up for sale as a CBS property. But it's clear they've just been like, well, as soon as someone comes along and we'll take them, then we're ready to... tap out.
When one of the saddest moments of my life in radio was when Les Moonves called the radio division his ATM.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is that where all our money's going?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seemed like the more money radio made, the more money got pumped into CBS shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they did.
It's annoying. And we, you know,
Charlie Sheens of the world.
Right. We used to be like these buzzing beehives of activity, and like radio stations were super exciting, and they're stripped down. Like, we actually have a somewhat full staff here because we've done well. But even us, they're constantly cutting jobs and cutting people. And oh, you can do that person's job too. Go ahead.
Or we can let the computer do that
right?
job.
Right, we can let the computer do that
I
job.
Also like that they were like, well, yeah, we'll also probably try to promote you guys, too. And I thought,
my God. Imagine that.
What a breath of fresh air.
I think the last actual marketing.
What did they just say?
I know. I was like, this is incredible. The last actual marketing was right when Vinny came back. They ran a short Vinny's back campaign. That's the last time I can remember any money being put into promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were very buoyed by yesterday's meeting. It felt good, and it felt like a validation. It felt like, oh, this is a team you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
we were very, very excited.
That, you know, we started it by bringing it up yesterday, like little, you know, I don't know, bitches.
The little bitches that we are.
We have to go to meetings.
Yeah.
But the meeting went well. So there's the end result of the meeting. And I really, David, and actually I hadn't seen or heard anything from Wheezy, but I thought she was smart and no nonsense and really cool.
Yeah.
And actually hearing her, I thought, boy, we've got two people. You already know I like Michael Martin, so we've got a pretty good
leadership going on.
Group of people in charge.
We sure
do. Stoked. So anyway, there's that. What did you do yesterday?
I thought about Wheezy too. I just, as I was listening to her talk and just the way she was sitting, I was like, wow, you are pretty badass.
Yeah,
I know.
She's awesome,
like,
right?
Damn, lady.
I'm glad you thought that too, because I didn't know if I was just picking up something that wasn't there, but
no, I just thought, now there's a lady with power. There's a woman who was so smart and interesting, and like, what was her life like? Where did she grow up? I was just thinking all these things as she was talking. Like,
you know, it's interesting too that it seems like women in power is not a thing here. I mean, that is a given in Entercom.
Yes.
Like, even when we got introduced to Susan Larkin and her team, it was four. I don't even think there were
three,
any men there
three
that
women,
day.
Yeah.
Three women, and I was just like, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, just powerful, smart, no nonsense.
Yep.
Oh, ladies,
yay!
I love you.
Well, you know what
feels
was
good.
Cool
it does.
About, I just thought it seemed like she knew radio too, not just someone who knows business. Because some of the people, it feels like they're maybe more salespeople than they are radio. I don't know if that made any sense.
Absolutely.
Get you. Sure.
It seemed like she gets the whole picture and
programming,
not just,
promotion, like, marketing.
I even like that she's like, look, we're not worried about the car you take to get to an event. We want you, the event is the event.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
And bring back our major events that we used to have.
I know.
Oh, you think that's going to happen?
Oh, I do.
You do?
I hope so.
Well, they said, well, tell us what your ideas are. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God.
Denise get right on
is
that.
Having a conniption behind. She has to be, like, just twirling. Like, Denise St. Louis has been our promotions director the entire time. If you have any idea in your head about Alice or what our logo looks like or what our events are like, that's all Denise.
Yeah.
Like, she's actually been kind of a genius with the way that it's been marketed. And she really hasn't had a budget for years, and she still manages to pull this stuff off.
Yeah.
She makes Alice feel special. And we had some signature events, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners for like a thousand years.
You know what we're talking about.
You know the big shows we're talking about. And it was heartbreaking and devastating for her when those things went away.
Each little thing.
They just chipped
the
and
CD
chipped.
The CD went away.
One by one.
Right.
She loved the CD.
Yeah.
All the things that have been.
The artwork that was on it. And
so I don't know if all that. I don't know how far that's going to go. But I'm glad the podcast we actually put energy into. You know,
you'll get to hear them with
twice weekly,
right?
Maybe even more.
I mean, you know, it's certainly inspiring to have someone who's kind of backing up what your vision for the thing was to begin with.
I can say after having done one yesterday in the current room we've been pushed into, that doesn't
seem like it's
going to work out. But hopefully we'll be able to go to
it's gonna work out.
The
That's
powers
what our situation
say,
is going to be.
You know, push us back up the hall a little because this room doesn't work.
Hey,
or make
everyone.
That room work. Hey, Hooman.
We're talking about our new CEO and we're talking about our new boss, Susan Larkin. And we took an incredible picture
at the
town hall meeting yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, it's
there
right now.
Oh, you put it up? It was.
I did. I spent about an hour on it yesterday and pimped it.
Wow, Hooman. Oh, my goodness.
So I hope you guys like what you
see. It's on the Alice973 Instagram.
Yeah.
So you can hear this David Field, who we're talking about right now, and Susan Larkin, who was on. She actually came on the air yesterday. When I walked up to David, because right before the whole thing started, he was actually alone, and Yuzi and I are like, let's go.
Let's go.
Is that right?
Let's go talk to him right now.
You guys were talking to him right in the doorway.
Yeah. Well, we had already gone to our...
into you guys.
We put our seat, we put like...
Yeah, our stuff on our seats.
And then we went back and attacked him.
Well, we saw that he was standing there alone. I'm like, this is the time. Afterward, we're never going to get to talk to him. So we walked in and we went over to him and I go, I'm like, hi, I'm Sarah. He goes, I know who you are. I'm like, yes, that's, oh, and by the way, he name called us.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say there was only one shout out for one morning show during that entire meeting. I don't know if you guys picked up
there
on
were
that.
Other morning shows there, but they didn't get any shout outs.
He goes, there's only one Sarah and Vinny.
And you know what was beautiful?
Thank you.
When Susan came, you guys didn't hear this, but Yuzette and I heard it. Before she came on the air, she goes, hello, the morning show that I love.
Aww.
Thanks, Susan. I love you, too.
Oh, she said she might. She actually said she would be up and listening. Right? Hi, Susan.
Are morning. You listening?
Hey, girl. Hey.
If you're listening, the code word is hot dog.
Oh.
What?
She has to, if she comes in and says hot dog to us,
then we'll know that she listens.
Oh,
nobody tip her off, either.
Yeah. Everyone, don't send her.
She either was listening or she wasn't. Hot dog.
Or as Sarah would say, hot dog.
I just said hot dog.
I know, you had to really try, though.
What did you think of the picture,
dog.
Guys?
It's great.
It looks
great. Really nice
I left a message.
Job. Oh, I didn't
again,
leave a message.
There's me not doing anything I'm proud of.
Hey,
oh, you're,
head's
you look happy. Don't worry.
Vinny, maybe you could leave a message. Maybe you could leave a comment. That would be really great.
Like, looking at it, what the hell is Vinny laughing at?
I know.
What was he laughing at?
I'll tell you what I was laughing at, because we did a photo with David, and then Hooman was like, oh, Susan, get in here. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing? And that's when it was snapped. But it was one of those things where, wow, we just can't.
We want our listeners
to see
the people that we're talking
one.
About.
So what?
And then Stan Bunger from KCBS, he was hosting the meeting. He called us, you guys are a bunch of kiss asses.
Yeah.
And we're like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do. These are the new bosses. If there's any asses around here that need kissing, it's them.
Yes.
And we're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. How did Stan do yesterday?
Stan did great.
Yeah.
He sort of
he's fantastic.
Hosted the town hall.
I'm very proud of Molly.
Well,
Stan.
I'm sure you are. Maybe, he's learned a lot
Vincent,
from you, Vincent.
Maybe you can host the next town hall.
I'm sure Stan and I will have a brief conversation during commercials in the bathroom about yesterday's event.
I'm sure you will.
We often do.
Well, we
usually
we take breaks at the same time as
the hard hitting events and news in the day. But every now and then, it's shop talk.
We were. I was as the questions were asked. I go, oh, Doug Sovereign asked that one. Oh, Bob Butler asked that one. Oh. Like you could tell whose questions.
Right. KCBS
dominated
filled the box of questions.
I think our questions wouldn't have even made it onto Stan's paper. were you able to find Susan Larkin's audio from yesterday and isolate that laugh?
I'm going to work on that
on
the break.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
If you have time, it's fine. I know.
There's
lots of things.
Sad about your schedule.
I'm sad about missing out on that picture, that amazing picture.
Where the heck were you?
He went home.
Like,
he's got a baby.
Oh,
Diamond.
I got a picture from yesterday.
The
I was
baby.
Like 5 feet away from you guys.
Oh, you weren't in that?
Oh, they're taking a morning show picture. And I'm there right there. But there was like seven people between me and you guys. So I was like, I'm not going
to
like
I thought you didn't even go to the meeting.
No, I was
he was
there.
In the he didn't get in our elevator.
I didn't even know you
packed.
Went.
I know.
It was too packed. I tried
Since
to grab
when
you.
When don't you do like three cartwheels into a backflip into a position
into
photo.
A split right in front of the
What's wrong with you?
I just didn't
I know you're the king of the photo bomb. That is actually kind of strange.
I was behind like a row of people. I'm like, "Oh, they're taking a picture. I can't make it."
Man, how do we not see you in a full split above David's head?
Where's your mojo, man?
What is wrong with you? This baby's ruined you.
Yeah.
You're right
ruined.
About that.
Maybe,
you know the drill, Vin.
Who can Photoshop him
I really
in?
Do.
Oh, let's Photoshop him in.
Yeah, and Bryn can be like on top of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, put up another post and
yeah, take that down,
Bryn in there. No, leave that one up. But on maybe on Bryn's page or on your page, we could put up one where he's you know,
in it.
Yeah. Where
by the way, Vaughn didn't jump in that photo either. So
I think Vaughn was still sitting. Vaughn? Yeah, he was there.
He was sitting
there. I guess.
So you aren't alone in having missed it.
But I gotta say, I do want to say to you, Hooman, you are the king of capturing moments because it never occurs to most people to whip out their camera, and he is the king of getting the whole group to. And man, sometimes it's the biggest pain in the ass.
Like, I know,
but he makes it happen, and I'm always glad in retrospect that he did.
I will tell you this:
oh,
at Sarah's husband's 50th birthday, we're all sitting around, and I see no one's taking pictures, no one's capturing the moment. If I didn't gather everybody. That moment would have never
It would have never happened.
Never.
And frankly, it's a great... He actually made all these... All my cousins and all our friends. And,
yeah.
And he's and people are grousing because everyone's, you know...
Yeah.
And no one really wants to
he
take
pushes
a picture.
He pushes everyone up against the wall.
For
and
he's
makes
he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
All right.
Second verse.
No, let's...
Deny.
Oh, boy.
Which nobody can deny, for he's a jolly good fellow. Okay.
Is that good enough?
It does get long.
Good?
Yeah, I think we kissed his ass.
He looks, yeah, well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
On this show.
Big movie review coming up this Thursday, everyone. Me and Bryn are going to be reunited.
Bryn.
What are you doing?
The Disaster Artist!
I cannot wait.
Anyone who missed that screening really missed out.
I missed out.
I know.
So, what about Lady Bird? Did you say you were going to go see
I'll
that this
try.
Week?
I'll try. I'm 50-50.
All right.
We got a long intro.
Yeah. all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're still here, and we're incredibly hopeful for the future. Welcome to Entercom, everyone. I know, knock wood. Why do I say things out loud? All right, we'll be back in a second with the trash.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.